Over the past number of days, Pope Benedict has been resting at the papal summer retreat in Castel Gandolfo following his visit to Australia for World Youth Day 2008. And it was from the Roman hills of Castel Gandolfo on Sunday that the Holy Father recited the Angelus. Speaking to those gathered in the courtyard of the residence, the Pope recounted what he called his extraordinary experience in Sydney, where he met with the youth of the church, adding that this mass of youthful pilgrims resembled a multicoloured mosaic of young men and women who had come from all over the world, united in faith in Jesus Christ.
Young pilgrims of the world, giovani peregrini del mondo, così li chiamava la gente.
They were called the young pilgrims of the world, the Pope said. That lovely expression that is the very essence of these international World Youth Initiatives started by Pope John Paul II. The Pope continued by saying that the main characteristic of the Sydney meeting was taken from the knowledge of the centrality of the Holy Spirit, who is the protagonist of the life of the Church and of the Christian. The Holy Father then went on to say that these were very special days in July, where in the churches of Sydney, the numerous bishops present exercised their ministry, teaching the catechesis in various languages.
Nelle chiese di Sydney, i numerosi vescovi presenti hanno esercitato il loro ministero.
The Pope talked with animation about other events, such as the youth vigil, where the Holy Spirit, he said, was very much in evidence, and the large Eucharistic celebration the day after, where the Pope confirmed 24 young people from various continents.
Questa giornata mondiale si è trasformata in una nuova Pentecoste.
This World Youth Day, said Pope Benedict, transformed itself into a new Pentecost. Every boy and girl was invited to share their personal experience of Jesus, who changes the life of his friends by the force of the Holy Spirit. Again, the Holy Father thanked the civil authorities in Australia and the bishops of Australia, particularly the Archbishop of Sydney, for all the work of preparation and for the cordial welcome he and all the other pilgrims received. He also thanked everyone who prayed for the success of World Youth Day 2008. After reciting the Angelus, the Pope greeted all the enthusiastic English speakers who had made the journey to be with him in the courtyard of the papal summer residence.
I greet the English-speaking visitors and pilgrims who are here today, and I wish you all a pleasant stay in Italy. I pray that your visit to Rome and the surrounding area will help you to deepen your faith and to grow in your love for our Lord Jesus Christ. May God bless you all.
Pope Benedict will continue a period of rest in the episcopal city of Bressanone in the South Tyrol, where he will remain until August the 11th. Thank you.